It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. It is your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julie. Oh, there they are. Oh, they were patiently waiting until our producer Jody gave them the signal. And they quieted down right on cue. It is your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julian. With me, as always, is the host, is the star. She's the one whose name is on the marquee. It's Tiffany Krumens.
That is, every time you do that, I think people expect some grand entry. And then I'm like, no, you good just morning.
Go, hey, what's up?
You're the product genius.
That's true.
You're one of the, you one are the them. Genius who brings all the geniuses yes. together. So it's product genius connected. With Tiffany Krumens.
And Stephen Julian.
And then slightly annoying co-host Stephen Julian, you know, popping his head on the tile on your favorite podcasting app. You are still great with child as we record this show. In fact, we're going to let everybody, I decided here on this very first recording of the day, we're going to let everybody behind the curtains. We're doing a little bit different to yes. close out the year. Talk, yes. Can you give an insight to
it? I'm about 1,000 months pregnant. And so we're recording all of our shows for the remainder of the year today. So, back to back.
Yeah. So the question is going to be, will our loyal listeners figure out at some point, which, and this is the first recording of right. the day, so we won't let them know what the last recording yeah. is, because by that time we'll be like, hey, what's up? How you doing, Tiffany?
Okay, are we done
all
yet?
Right, good. Yeah. So thank you for doing that. Great planning ahead. Yeah. A genius move on your right. part. The other genius move you did was you surrounded our table with geniuses. So as always, it is our pleasure to welcome Gifford Pace from Fulfillment Strategies International for the Spotlight show today. Gifford, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah. And you brought somebody with you. You brought a genius into the studio. We got to do a show without
often.
Having to do yeah, a call
actually,
in.
Yeah,
it's
there's
really
live
cool.
people here.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I know you're not going to do the full introduction.
Yeah, correct.
But why don't you just tell me how you met the genius that we're going to talk to today?
Well, I met Jeff through my referral network group, ABGT, which is Atlanta Business Growth Team, and a group of individuals that, you know, refer business to each other. And that's how I met him. And it's a great partnership and an understanding and gotten to know him. He's been out to our place to see our warehouse and was quite impressed with the facility and the people and the processes. And I just thought it'd be a great opportunity mm-hmm. to kind of, you know.
And in our show that we've run for a few years now, and you've been a right. proud product genius and genius around the table and a supporter of this show, networking and leads groups and things like that, not necessarily something we talk about a lot. We talk a lot about Good Morning America. We talk right. a lot about, you know, getting on Shark Tank, and we talk a lot about, you know, launching products and things like that. But networking's got its place. And for you in logistics, I mean, networking is huge mm-hmm. for what you do.
Yeah, it's really about relationships. So yeah. that's point, you know. There's been a lot of different people there have, you know, been. There's been mm-hmm. Intellectual property individual. There's been software design for yeah. the user interface mm-hmm. for the consumers.
Derek of SpearTech is yeah. with you too, right?
Yeah, yeah. that's how and, he got introduced
right,
to us.
Was exactly. Through your networking relationship. And so, I mean, that's all a matter of helping consumer-based companies build their product.
All right. I am listening to the audience in my head who's going, that's great. But to quote Monty Python, they're all like, get on with it. So it's time to introduce the genius.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like, it's a flesh wound.
Yeah, no, that's another, that's for another show. So now on to scene 22, which is a smashing scene where anyway, so that's where that's from. So Jeff Lovejoy is here. He is, his website is jefflovejoy.actioncoach.com. So I'm going to guess that Jeff is here as a genius around our table as some kind of action coach. So Jeff, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's glad to be here.
Yeah, I've got the most profound question to start this interview off. Tell me about Action Coach and what you do.
So thanks for that. Action Coach is a worldwide franchise, and it's all built around the idea that business owners oftentimes, more often than not, spend too much time focused in doing the work of their business, and they reach a plateau in the growth of that business, and they plateau, and they don't know how to get beyond that plateau. And the reason is because they're focused on the they're spending all their time focused in the business rather than spending some time working on it. And so our role is to help educate business owners that, look, there's more than just cutting flowers, being on the roof, whatever the business does. You got to think a little more strategically. And it's not all day long. It's 4, 5 hours, 6 hours a week. But you got to spend some time in that strategic space.
So what you do is help them use that get them to use that 4 to 5, 6 hours a week. And how do you engage with them? What does it look like?
I'm guessing the first challenge is even getting them to realize that they need to do it, right?
Like bingo. An alcoholic. Bingo. Absolutely. You know, it's
a problem.
You don't know what you don't, what is it? You don't know what you don't know. Yeah. I mean, they've been cutting flowers or doing taxes or whatever the business is for 15 years. What can you tell me I don't already know? I can't tell you anything about how to cut flowers, but I can tell you how to find better, more clients. I can tell you how to know your numbers. I can tell you how to be a better leader. I can tell you how to hire the right people. But they don't see it that way. They think totally in the business.
So what are some of the red flags? So I'm going to take what Tiffany just said, and I'm going to take it for myself, and I'm going to make a question out of it. What are some of the red flags? And I know it's hard to, maybe it's hard to do this across so many different business disciplines, but let's try to focus on somebody doing a product-based business.
Yep.
What are some of the red flags that if they go, what are the check boxes that if you go, hey, if this, or this, you might need to talk to someone like me.
I'm losing my motivation. I every day it's the same thing. I come in, the phone rings, I answer, I turn the PC on, and I hear complaints. I hear employees coming in and talking. That's it, and I'm getting tired of that. That's not what I bought into. And when I started this business, that's one of them. Mm-hmm. When the economy turns around, then the business will do better. Well, that's kind of an excuse, isn't it? I mean, sure, the economy's bad, but there are businesses that are thriving in these difficult times. That's another one. Another one is I can't find the right people. Well, maybe that's because you're not looking in the right place, or maybe that's because you haven't created a business that's compelling enough for top talent, I call them rock stars, to be interested in. You're just looking like a bland old average business. Why would a rock star want to work for you? You know, those are some of the key ones.
Maybe business is even going well in the, grand scheme of things, but like you said, they're not really growing beyond that. They don't even see that they need to grow to the next step.
Right. Or it's growing so well, it's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the person that was supposed to come out on Tuesday doesn't show up on Tuesday. And in fact, comes on Wednesday. Well, no one is home on Wednesday. You were supposed to be here Tuesday, or that they don't have the risk, the things are running late. It's not running smoothly because it's growing so fast. And I have a client like this. The owner is out trying to get more business in, and no one is in the back pulling it all together to support this rapid growth.
That is a very common problem for a lot of my Shark Tank friends, because they go on and they get this huge rush of exposure, but they're not ready.
Right.
They're not ready behind the scenes at all.
Right, because all they think about is I got to get more clients, and they haven't thought about
what do you do when you get them.
That's exactly right. And then they get on that hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get off the hamster wheel because they got all these problems and I can't go out. I got to deal with these issues and da, 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 da.
This is such a great fit for our show too, because we've talked for years about how we want entrepreneurs to prepare for that next stage of growth, how we always tell them to go in and meet with FSI when you are in your garage, because you don't want to do it once you've already gotten the exposure on GMA.
Right. In fact, it's awful hard to do it once you really get started, because the business comes in. I got to fulfill these orders. And so they're right there doing the work of the business rather than stepping back and having a fulfillment process and having a hiring and recruiting process already predefined.
So it's called Action Coach.
Right.
What are some of the actions you are trying to help them take?
Well, we've talked about a lot of them. I'm not I don't bring a silver bullet to the table, but I'm the guy that comes in and says, so Tiffany, why are you doing it that way? And what if you did it this way? And Tiffany says, you know what, Jeff, I'm having an issue here. How do I deal with that issue? And I'm that third, that second set of eyes that they become trusted advisors. I've got clients that I've been working with for 8 years, and they, we've got a great relationship because they trust me.
Yeah.
And we share ideas back and forth.
So Gifford, your third-party logistics, it sounds like Jeff is third-party advisory or third-party wisdom, maybe mm-hmm. would be the...
Yeah,
the,
it's, a, yeah, it's an be. Objective yeah. point of view.
So right. so the business owners are actually taking the actions. You're trying to help them figure out the right actions to take, the most effective actions to take, or just help them answer the questions that they haven't stopped to ask.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, what's that saying? You can fish for me for a day, or you can teach me how to fish and feed me for a lifetime. I'm the latter mm-hmm. because, you know, I don't want the idea is they become better business owners because they're expanding their comfort zone, which up to this point in time has been just solely focused on doing the work of the business. Now they're getting a little stronger about knowing their financials and they're building a business that's more exciting and compelling to rock stars. And, you know, and that brim of that cup is beginning to expand.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is I see a lot of entrepreneurs look for what he provides in an investor. So they think that they're going to get this from a Shark Tank investor or just an investor in general, which most of the time you're not going to.
The investors right. want to give money.
They want right. to give money and they right. want to get back money.
Right.
You know, I mean, right. I had a rare situation with Barbara, which it was more of a mentorship, but that is not common.
You were both starting out. We've yeah. talked about that yeah. on this show. It was
and that's just unique, not common period yeah. with investors. They don't have the time or energy and they don't really want to. So
right.
it'd be nice if people knew, which is why we're doing this show, that they have a place to go for all of this stuff. That is not someone who's necessarily taking equity in your company.
Right. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's you eat the elephant one bite at a mm-hmm. time. And so I meet with them weekly or every other week. And it's like, okay, so what are you committing to get done by next week? Well, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Next week comes. Okay. Did you get it done? Yes. Great. What were the results? Did you get it done? No, I didn't. How come? And you know, that kind of thing, yeah. that accountability, that's a huge piece of it because I'll get it done next week. Well, next week comes and gone, and now it's next quarter, and it's still not done. And next year, you know, and they're plateau.
The right. benefit, too, is that he's not in the business. I, you know, if I've learned one thing, it's that you hold on to that equity and that ownership, especially now at the stage of business I'm in with my new companies. I like that you're not part of my company. I like that you're coming in and advising, but that I also don't have to stay with you forever. Right, you know right. what I mean?
No, I mean, yep.
absolutely. If you don't feel it's working, if I don't feel it's working, we just cut it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no 6 months, there's no year long engagement. It's 30 days.
Yep. Yep, all right. We're speaking with Jeff Lovejoy. He is with Action Coach. His website is jefflovejoy.actioncoach.com. So now I think I'm ready to go back to my original question, which really should have been my second or third question. So now we're at that point. So I feel comfortable bringing it back. Okay. So somebody says, I need some help. I need to talk to somebody. They engage with you. What you said, 4 to 5 hours or 5 to 6 hours a week. Break it down specifically. What are you asking a business owner to do with you?
What I'm asking them to do with me is to commit to at least 1 hour, either each week or every other week, to sit down and talk about the issues and to follow up on their commitments from the prior meeting. I'm asking that they, when they make a commitment, they fulfill it, so that when we meet, they can say, yep, did it. And here's the impact so that we can move on to the next bite of the elephant, so to speak. Get that done, and now we're on to the third bite, rather than, sorry, we were really busy last week, and I didn't get a chance to do it. Okay, I get it. But if you say that twice, all right, now it's beginning to make a pattern here, right. and I understand why you're plateauing.
And yeah. could you tell us kind of a bullet point list of the things that you're looking at in the business? Because I don't think we've really covered.
Sure.
What are you looking at?
I'm very broad. If you think about, I don't go deep in any silo. Mm-hmm. So I've got an MBA in finance, so I always like to look at the financials. Okay. I always like to have an understanding as to where the business owner's vision for the business is. You probably see it. Mm-hmm. Most owners I talk to don't have a vision for the business. Mm-hmm. And so they don't have, I'm going over there. And because they don't know that, they wander. Mm-hmm. So I want to know where that is. We get involved with their leadership skills. I get involved in the customer experience thing. I get involved with their marketing, their sales. You know, okay. how are they? You know, how are they engaging clients, and what's the client experience like? And we have something we call a ladder of loyalty, and you know, and trying to build them all clients into raving fans, which you can't get them all, but you can certainly make an effort at getting up that ladder. And those are the things, and having processes in the business, and having a team. Imagine if a customer had a team of rock stars, how much further ahead they would be than most businesses, which have a team of average people, and they become average results. The rock stars, I mean, they would be knocking it out of the park, and they're out there, but the owners don't know how to find them.
You know, I see this from both sides now because I'm obviously a little bit later in the game. But when I started out, I was drowning for 7 years. If you came in and you looked at all of that in my company at that point, even if you gave me a clear cut map, I couldn't have executed it by myself.
Right.
So what right. is the plan as far as having them, you know, helping them actually execute some of these?
Well, part items? Of it, I guess, might be to look at. So, you know, maybe can you bring in someone that's virtual? Can we bring in some part-time resources? Mm-hmm. Can we do something to take some of that load off of you so that you can spend, maybe it's not 5 hours, but let's get an hour a week.
Maybe you're not fulfilling anymore because FSI is.
Maybe not. Maybe
FSI. Well, that's right. What I was going to say. You said apart from your advice and apart from what you're helping them try to get to, you also are a potential resource for some other those geniuses contacts, to put around their table, a good financial person, a good tax person.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, I don't go deep in any of the verticals.
Yeah.
So I need Gifford. I need the marketing person. Mm-hmm. I need the lawyer. I need the CPA. I need the graphic design. Mm-hmm. So I'm the person that's hearing and talking with the owners. And just yesterday, I referred an employment lawyer to a client who was having issues. I'm broad, but I have all of this chest of drawers, if that's the right way to say it,
right.
with experts that I can
trusted
plug
people.
And play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
So you said you have an MBA. How did and you told me off air before we started, you've done this with Action Coach for 14 years.
That's correct.
So this isn't just, you're not just some schmo head doing a part-time gig or something. I mean,
sometimes Gifford accuses me of that. But
Gifford accuses me of a lot worse. So that's, but we love him and he's built a strong relationship with you. So he has the right to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
See how I recovered on that?
That's nice.
I saw the bow up that's on nice.
Here's
the shoulders.
20. Here's the 20.
Yeah. The shoulders back and he right. was ready to go. Okay. So 14 years of doing this, MBA in finance, you've clearly got some experience.
Yes.
What from your past experience before you did Action Coach really led to the passion and the desire, because the passion's coming through very clearly, and the knowledge to do what you do now with Action Coach?
I've always been one who likes to help people. So I've coached boys' hockey teams, getting up at 5 a.m. to coach teams. I've coached my daughter's softball team. I've coached the Chamblee softball team, even when my daughter wasn't there. I've coached soccer teams. So I love helping people. My uncle was Alan Shepard, the first American astronaut and the fifth man on the moon. And so,
oh my gosh.
And so cool. He came from a very ordinary.
Did that headline, didn't he?
Yeah. He just talked just right over it.
Right
yeah, by the way. Alan Shepard. I've walked on the moon, as Brian Regan had a great bit about.
Yeah, but it wasn't me.
Right. It was your uncle.
So I don't tout that because it doesn't say anything about me. But the lesson is he wasn't a little bit above an ordinary guy who pursued what he wanted.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
And so, you know, why don't all of us, and how many of us get caught in that comfort zone and we stay in it?
Yeah.
And I was guilty of that in my corporate life. Mm. And it wasn't until they said, you know what, the Wachovia is tanking and we're laying people off. It wasn't until that point that I said, I got to do something different.
Yeah.
And so that's what drives me. Yeah. And then with my kids, it's like, you know, don't get comfortable because, you know, it's going to constrain your growth.
Yeah.
And so that's where the passion comes from. I hate to see people that are just ordinary.
Yeah.
So you are fighting the fight against the ordinary in business.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do that through coaching, and it was funny as you were talking about what you do. There's a bit of counseling. There's a bit of psychoanalysis. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of being a friend and a shoulder to cry on and a boot to the butt and so many different things.
And that matters so much.
Well, and I was going to say, and I know business coaching is this whole, I want to say genre, but that's not right. This whole industry. Niche. It's an industry. And it sounds like there's this psychological or just counseling element.
Yes.
But no, it's really coaching. Because coaching involves all of that stuff, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it does.
The heart, the mind, everything.
Right. I had a husband and wife that were one of my first coach clients, and she was a submissive wife. I don't, you know, she would kind of sit back and he would be the charger and this is what you need to do and da-da-da-da. And there were times where there were, you know, I thought I had to have one of those Krispy Kreme lights out to let everybody know I need help because there's a fight going on in here, you know? So there's that sign, kind of that wedding, that marriage counselor thing in there. And so it's... But, you know, I found, at least in what I do, if I can get people clear on what they want, they understand what it needs, what they have to do to get what they want.
Yeah.
And the key is to figure out what it is. And that's why I always come back to what's the vision. Mm-hmm. You know,
if anybody listening has already gone to your website, they will notice that there's a free coaching session to kind of get started.
Yep.
That's great.
How long of an engagement should someone expect if they take on a good action coach like Jeff Lovejoy?
Well, we always say, you know, what sports team doesn't have a coach? You know, okay. I mean, and as
that's
I say,
fair. That's fair.
Because I see things that they don't see. Now, maybe you don't stay with me because the dynamic isn't right.
Yeah.
But you ought to have somebody.
And maybe it starts as weekly, but then as they begin to grow or they hit off that plateau, they need to pull off the... maybe gas pedal, hey, once a month or every other week or something.
Sure, absolutely.
So it's very flexible.
It's very flexible.
And it sounded to me, again, a little bit of knowing some about the business coaching industry. You said you don't have a silver bullet. Clearly, if it's a global franchise, there's some stuff you have. There's some tools in your tool belt and some things. But it's not just driven by the curriculum. Is what it sounds like.
It's not cookie cutter.
Yeah.
It's not cookie cutter. Yeah. That's right. There's not one size fits all. Right. Yeah. And I had a coach. I had coaches because, you know, to be transparent, but I didn't know a lot of this stuff and I had to have someone kind of help me walk through it.
What, give us an example. You gave the example of the husband and wife team that apparently briefly you turned into a marital counselor and turned on some kind of red sign that said, "Danger, Will Robinson, come help me." Give any other good examples, one or two stories of someone you've been able to help.
Growth,
and been kind of walk them through the valley.
Yeah, be glad. That one, I'd love to go back to that one because they came in and they were plateaued at $500,000. It's remodeler. We worked together for 2 years. He invited me to lunch. This was 10 years ago. He invited me to lunch about 6 months ago and said, I'm inviting you to lunch because I want to thank you. And he said, we are now in the top 100 remodelers in the country.
Wow.
In the country. So his goal, his vision was to become one of the leading in the Southeast. Well, he's eclipsed that. It's now in the country. And whereas before he wouldn't have known his average price, his cost of acquiring clients. He wouldn't have known how many, you know, all the details that you need to know. He was rattling off his, you know, what his profit margin is and what his cost of goods are sold are and da 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 da. And it's like, wow, that's, you know,
it's a proud moment.
It is. You kind of feel good, you know, that you've helped this guy who didn't have a clue what a cost of good was when we started. And now he's rattling all these numbers off and he's in the top 100. So that's, I love to tout that one.
And as someone who also has coached youth sports for, in many different, environments, it's interesting to hear you talk as a coach in business of, he knows his numbers. And I know if you've done softball, it's that coaching that girl who finally keeps her head in it and squares her shoulders and pulls her hands in and gets that perfect hit where you don't feel it. And she's going, "Oh, did you see that?" And you're like, "Yeah, I did. You did exactly what I asked you to."
Absolutely.
And it takes time, right?
Takes
so
time.
10 years later, he gets to that spot. Yep. So that's fantastic. Okay. So you revisited that. So give me one more.
All right. So there's a person again there. If there's one typical characteristics, they've been in business for, I don't know, 3, 5, 10 years. This guy's been in business 10 years, plateaued about $1.5 million. We started working together. We defined where he wanted to go. And in terms of revenue numbers, he had made some bad hires in the past and he was scared about hiring someone again and training them, and then five months later having to fire them because they weren't living up to it. And it's like all that time is wasted. And he therefore hadn't hired anybody. And so now this guy was working his tail off because he had to sell, he had to market, he had to run the business. And so I got him really comfortable around defining what his ideal employee would look like. I don't mean physically, but in terms of characteristics. We defined roles and responsibilities. We created a job posting that was inspiring, not where you're looking for someone that's got, you know, these number of years doing this and da da blah, 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 that it doesn't create any excitement. And lo and behold, and I held his feet to the fire to say, you're not going to hire an average person. And it takes longer. But he ended up getting a call from someone who was coming out of corporate, had been at the C-suite level, and had managed sales teams. And he hired the guy. And so when we started working, he was at $1.7 million. This year, he's going to close at $4.8 million.
Wow.
And that's in less than, well, that'll be 2 years.
Wow.
And it's because this salesperson is knocking it out of the door. Right. And again, it's a rock star. And so now he's hired another rock star in the business. And so, you know, the business is hockey sticking. Whereas for 10 years before it had a little bit of climb because he got the $1.7 million. But that's an example of how, and it hasn't been a whole suite of things.
Yeah.
It's getting the right person. And that person, I mean, that's
you were
huge.
Able to see that one thing he was missing that was so detrimental.
I got him to overcome that fear he had to say, look, we're going to do things different this time than what you've done in the past. Mm-hmm. And the result, and now he's got time. So now he also is knowing his numbers. When we talk, we're always looking about setting thresholds for what his cost of goods are and looking at, you know, the growth rates and projecting out 5 years and all those things that he wouldn't have thought about because, oh my God, I got the phones ringing and I got these emails. I got to get that.
Gifford, I want to bring you in for just a second because you invited Jeff to come here. You met him through this networking group. And as we've talked to FSI and we've talked about what you guys do, obviously third-party logistics, but one of the things we have touted about FSI and about you and Seth and Linda and everybody that works down there is that you guys, you're not coaches. But there's a coaching aspect to what you do.
Yeah.
What having someone like Jeff in your networking group and in your sphere of influence, have you been able to see how he can help some of your clients that things that they're asking you about that you go, I can do a little triage and maybe a little bandage, but it's so good to turn this over to a coach.
Yeah. I mean, one thing is it's the supply chain process. You know, we're talking about it. It's like, yeah, well, you know, a lot of times we'll get the call like, oh, how much do you guys cost? And it's like, that's a really big question.
It depends.
You
know,
yeah. And so we actually would sit through and talk with him and say, well, tell me a little bit about where your marketing program is. Tell me about your company. How long have you been? What are the challenges that you're facing? And begin to work through that process there. It's not just a matter of cost. It's a matter of, you know, again, the supply chain.
Yeah. And do you make a good team, right?
Right. And so it is truly one of those things where I'm trying to figure out if they need somebody like Jeff. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, you know, we're all kind of stuck behind our noses.
Yeah.
and we don't know enough to really kind of ask the questions and to really kind of talk through that. And that brings me to the point of, you know, you want to have open and honest communication with yourself. You know, where are you in the process as a consumer product company? You may not be ready for FSI. You may be ready for FSI, you know? So that's all kind of those, the leader has to be willing to do that, a little bit of that self-evaluation and then kind of say, you know what? I wonder if I could be.
Yeah. You know, as Jeff was talking about his free coaching session that he starts people with, as he was asking some of those questions, I think I've heard those questions before. I think I've heard Gifford talk about those questions. I'm not going to ask if you've officially gone through the free coaching session, but clearly you've listened to some of the things Jeff has said as you've gotten to know him in networking and maybe even I'm sure your questions that you ask are not as good as Jeff's questions from his free coaching, and especially not that next level, right?
Well, they're overlapping.
Just, I'm just trying to cause trouble.
Yeah, I know. So they're overlapping a little bit,
exactly.
but they're still exactly. trying to figure out the in my history is that growth happens just outside the comfort zone.
Ooh, good line.
So, and I'm not that original speaker
sure.
that, but
you did it well though.
Thank you very much. It truly does happen. I mean, from a logistics mm-hmm. standpoint, it's like, hey, I've been doing this for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever, and I'm tired of yeah. packing the boxes. Yep. You know, I really got to figure this out because I got to get to the next step. Yep. And so that's where it kind of comes in.
And yep. Jeff, you know, you talked about, you don't go too deep into any silo. I bet you would probably heartily agree with this statement I'm about to make. Because Gifford asks some of the same questions, but specifically about, or to get to the topic of logistics, any good attorney, any good CPA, any good financial advisor, any good whatever person that's going to help with the silo, to use your line, the chest of drawers of people you know, they're going to have some of those questions that you're trying to ask.
Right.
Your main job is to listen and ask good questions.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then then coach
right.
to take that next step. Tiffany, I want to go back to you for just 1 second and then I'll wrap us up here. You said earlier, you know, you didn't, you know, you were a little bit lucky because Barbara to some extent was mm-hmm. a coach, and you made a great point about investors. Your audience is listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
What word of advice would you give in terms of business coaching? What should they be looking for? What do they need to do from your own experience, those 7 years mm-hmm. in the valley, the grind?
Yeah, when they're in the middle of drowning, I think they need to reach out to someone like him who can actually help them see the big picture, because you can't. You just, and some of us, you know, for me, my personality type was getting caught on the mission, you know, like helping the children and the heart of it. And it was like business, what, you know, there's a business to run. So there's a lot of those entrepreneurs that are on Shark Tank because they're that kind of like, you know, dream big, go for the shoot for the stars. Yeah, they need someone like this that can actually guide them and help. So reach out. And do you do those with any size company? Do you do those consults? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
All right. So it's that time of the show. I've mentioned your website a couple of times, but I'm going to let you do your own commercial, voice your own commercial. For those people who need to know more about what you do, for those people who have just waited for the end of the episode, maybe they've already gone to your website and made some contact, but how do people get in touch with you? How do they engage with you? Where do they start? What's the best way?
How much time do I have?
I'll cut you off. Just pontificate away. And when we all nod off, you've probably gone too far.
Okay. All right.
I sense a closing illustration of a sermon here coming, and then we're going to pass the collection.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And therefore. Yeah.
And in conclusion. Sorry, go ahead.
So, you know, for me, if the people out there are hearing this and are recognizing that they're stuck in the business, or, you know, if they know that the business is capable of so much more than they can deliver, because they're so caught up on that hamster wheel, they can't devote the time and resources. Those are great referral sources for me, because I can help them slow the hamster wheel down and eventually get them out of the hamster wheel so that they can really enjoy running a business. Mm. I've had so many cases with owners that have come to me and said, I'm frustrated. I'm losing my motivation. We call it Monday-itis. It's like, oh my God, I got to go back to, you know, the work again. And it's oftentimes because they have so much going on, you know, and this is not exciting. This is tedious, dull, tactical work. And when we can start loosening it a little bit and getting them some freedom to see what it feels like to become more strategic, they get excited about it because, wow, I've never done this before. And those are the people that I really enjoy working with, that kind of know where they want to go. They know the business is capable of more than what they can do, and they recognize that they need some help.
So then what should they do?
They should either call me, go to my website at jefflovejoy.actioncoach.com. You can book a meeting out there. You know, send me an email, jefflovejoy@actioncoach.com, or call me at 404-444-1836.
You know what I love in today's world?
I asked them to make a real easy number, right, because I have too many.
444-1836. I like that. Yep. You know, we've, uh, I, I've been doing different podcasts for a while. And when I first started podcasts, everybody gave their phone number and then they'd give a website and email. For someone to give a phone number in today's world, it's like, wow, they really are, they're really relational. They really want to talk, which I love that you share that with FSI. So go to jefflovejoy.actioncoach.com or call the phone number. See, I even remembered it, 404-444-1836.
Right? Absolutely.
There you go.
I'll look forward to your call.
Absolutely. Gifford, you like to give phone numbers too. So for those people who need help with their logistics, they can go to FSI3PL.com or
678-391-5980.
Perfect. Now, Tiffany, for those people who want your phone number.
Wait, I got to give the email.
The email. Sorry.
Yeah. It's sales at FSI3PL.com.
Oh, I thought you were going to give your personal email.
No.
Okay. Isn't it Gifford P?
It'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, actually it is.
Yeah, Gifford P at FSI3PL.com. Yeah.
We'll do that.
And so Tiffany's not giving her phone number.
I don't want to cut Seth out. Thanks for cutting Seth out.
Well, he's on the next show.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He can plug his own email.
Yeah, plug his own email. He's not here. I don't care. Oh, he might be right behind you. Yeah. So Tiffany, your website?
Yes, TiffanyCrewmans.com.
Yep.
Everything's there. Everything is there.
So there's dramatic pauses and there's comedic pauses. Yeah, right. I decided to go for the comedic pause and it paid off. Hey. So I'm happy with that. And I am an independent, along with being a slightly annoying podcast host, I'm an independent financial advisor and I can't give you my website or my phone number because I haven't had it approved by compliance until we run this episode through. And I don't do that. But if you'll search my name, Stephen Julian, financial advisor, you'll find my information. You can also go to JodySmith.com. He helps people podcast and he is a fantastic producer. He fixed the microphone of Jeff right before we came on the air because he is the best. So for everybody in the studio, and it was good to have him in the studio, I'm your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julian, saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.